Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 530 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. This is a special, very special episode. We ran a little bit later today to bring us closer to the time that everybody's anticipating. Of course, you see I have these special glasses on, and these special glasses are to prevent my eyes and retinas from burning out of my head as soon as the eclipse gets ready to start here in another, I don't know, hour and a half, give or take. But Mike, I have a special set of eclipse glasses that I made for you,
Oh
especially.
God.
I took the black film out and I put microscope lenses where the black film goes, just to help you see the eclipse a little bit better. I don't want you to miss anything. I don't want you to miss out.
I appreciate that. I want to be able to see all the detail.
Exactly.
Maybe if you have like a new camera, that might help me because this thing is,
You're having camera issues.
oh, it's stuttering and shaking. Look at me.
See, I'm usually the one with camera issues, so I can't exactly say that this isn't quite pleasurable for me because it's usually my camera that's jacked up.
Oh, it's causing me issues. I'm looking at I look like Ma Max Mad Max or Max Headroom.
But welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It was a big sports weekend. We hope everybody had a great weekend. We hope everybody was stayed safe. They stayed home, enjoyed some good sports on TV. A lot of good stuff this weekend, Mike, especially regarding our Pittsburgh teams. Our home teams looked
Yes.
really good this weekend on top of some national stories. Little spring league football was back in action today or over the weekend. So, we do have a lot of things to go over, guys. Before the eclipse comes, Derpy, you got your glasses?
Unfortunately, I do not.
So you're just gonna look up at the sun with no glasses?
No,
You're not gonna look up at the sun, are you?
I'm not.
I could get you a special pair that I made for Mike. I took his black film out and I put microscope lenses in the glasses holes, and that way he could get a better look at the sun in the eclipse. All
Derpy's just
right.
deadpanning everything today.
Derpy. But yes, guys, we do have a lot of stuff to go over. It was a very busy weekend. I'm going to start, Mike. I no surprise here. I'm going to start with this 8-2 Pittsburgh Pirates team. The Pirates, they took the L in the first game of the series to the Orioles. And then they come back and they win the final two games 2 and 3, both in extra innings. And the Pirates are back at top the majors, tied with the Yankees, I believe, with the best record in the major leagues. Today they start a series, like a two-game series. They do this 2 and 2 with Detroit every year, where they play two here, and then they about a week or two later they go up there and play two. So they are starting this new series today, two-game series. Mitch Keller's on the hill. He's coming in with an 0-1 record of 6.55 ERA and 8 strikeouts on the season. This is going to be his third appearance, and he's going to be going up against right-handed pitcher Reese Olson, who is 0-0 with a 0.00 ERA and 3 strikeouts on the season. And then tomorrow, you're going to have Martin Perez on the hill against Casey Mize. Mike, this Pittsburgh Pirate team, got to like what they're doing.
They're finding ways to
They're finding
win.
ways to win, and you know what? I feel a little bit more comfortable this time around than last year. Last year, I mean, it might have been Jaewon Bey, smacking a slap shot out, a slap hit out the right field, and so now, you know what? If I have O'Neal Cruz coming to the plate in a dire situation, games on the line, if I have even Derek, I'm sorry, not Derek, but Henry Davis at bat, even though he's not hitting great. I feel better about this team than I did last year. I think that the group of guys that were there, they needed those extra pieces to complete the season and have a decent year. But now you have them guys back, Mike, and as long as everybody can stay healthy, you had a nice team in Pittsburgh, I
Yeah,
think.
like he's a nice team. They have depth down the lineup now, like you were saying. It's just if this team can clean up the way they're playing, like the amount of errors they have now, like they're on pace to have more than they did last year. So if they can just clean that up, that's going to help immensely too. Someone like Henry Davis get excuse me, start hitting more consistently. You know, a couple of other guys too that whose averages might be down, but they're still producing. So they're not playing like the best baseball, and they're finding ways to win, and that's really encouraging. So that just shows like they can be even better. They can play even better than they are now. And if they can clean up those little things, guys getting back to batting around where their average traditionally is, this offense is going to be even better than what it is right now. And
And
they're
Mike,
I haven't looked at the numbers, but I think their offense is performing better now than it did last year. And
and this
going
team,
in.
Mike, they have to go 12-6 in their next 18 games to finish out the month to be talking about being right around that 20-8 mark that they were last year at the end of April. I certainly think that this team could go 12-6 over the
Me
next
too.
18 games if you know the any indication the way these first 10 games of the season went. There's no doubt in my mind that this team could go 12-6.
Oh yeah, and like I saw someone posted on Twitter, like last year we saw this team, you know, run into the Rays, who were like the in Baltimore when they had their hot start, and then they kind of they stumbled. They did not rise to meet the expectations. And this year they did. They went into Baltimore and they won. They found ways to win. They didn't let a better team beat them. They didn't let the, you know, that stage, you know, be too much for them. They were able to compete and come back and win. So this team is showing that they are so much right now, they're so much better than last year's team. Last year's team may have had that hotter start, but this team, I think they're just better top to bottom. And they're not getting down. You know, Mitch Keller hasn't pitched the greatest, but they won those games. You know, they've been able to overcome bad pitching performances.
Yeah,
And that's what's great to
and they
see.
were surprising everybody last year. Where now, you know what? I'm not exactly saying that they have a target on their chest, but people are more aware of the Pirates coming into the Pirates series now. You know, that first series of the season last year against the Reds, we lost that series. And as you mentioned, you know, you get into the important games against Tampa Bay, we lost that series, but we win the opening series this year. We've won every series this year. We played against that Baltimore team who would be, you know, who I would say would be the American League equivalent of what the Tampa Bay Rays were to us last year. And we handled that team. We won the series. Mike, we have a two-game set coming up against the Tigers at home. And then we go on the road to play Philadelphia for four. Philadelphia is a really bad baseball team. Then we go to Citi Field in New York to play the Mets for three on the road. So after these two against the Tigers, I think we got seven very winnable games after that. Then when we come back home, we got the Red Sox coming to town, the Brewers coming for four. Then we have this West Coast trip to finish out the month, Mike, gets the Giants and the A's. The A's, they can't beat anybody. So, you know, I don't I the rest of this month certainly doesn't scare me.
No, not at all. Excuse me. And if they can just consistently win these series, they don't have to sweep them, just win the series, and you're in a great spot. Like the only game, like none of these series really scare me, because this team, I think they can compete with any team out there in the majors. Now, are they going to win the series against some of the better teams? No, but they will make those games competitive. They'll get a win here and there, but I think like the teams that we have coming up, we should be able to win these series. Or you know, if the four game series at least split, this team is showing something that we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the schedule now. The only thing that looks like it would be a challenge out of all those games that I mentioned coming up looks like it might be the Red Sox. They're sitting at 7-3. But prior to that, Mike, I mean, we're going to see this Phillies team who's 4-5. We're going to be seeing this Mets team that's 3-6. San Francisco, I mentioned, is 4-6. Let me take a quick look over here what Oakland's doing. The A's are 3-7. So with the exception of those three games against the Red Sox at home, you know, there's not really, in my opinion, any teams that we should really struggle with. Are we going to win every game? No, it's baseball. You're
No,
not going to
it's
win every game. There's 162 games. It doesn't happen that way. But the fact of the matter is, the rest of our April is set up nice, Mike, to where we can finish up and we could be sitting in that in a 20-8 or better spot. As I said, Mike, the next 18 games, you just have to go 12-6. You got to win, you know, two or three. Win the series like you're supposed to. And out of all those teams, the only team, again, I really see problems with the series would be the Red Sox, who again is a comparable team to the Orioles.
Yeah, and like I said, no team really scares me. I think we can compete with anyone right now. Like if the pitching fails, we have the bats. to make more than make up for like if a pitcher struggles. The only thing I'm kind of worried about this team is what happens if the hitting isn't there. We really haven't seen that dominant pitching all the way through. We've had some nice starts here and there, but we haven't seen that dominant pitching performance yet outside of Jared Jones's one game. But, you know, I think even then, if our batting fails, I think our pitching staff will find a way to make it work, especially I think our bullpen will find a way to come in and lock people down. So no one really scares me right now. Do I think we're going to go right now and win our way to the World Series? No, but I think every game is going to be competitive.
And Mike, I have to remind you, you know, the Achilles heel going into the weekend, I thought for sure was Bailey Falter.
Yeah.
Bailey Falter gave up 5 runs in that first game that he pitched the very first inning. We were down 5-0 right off the bat. But Mike, in this last game where he pitched on Saturday, he pitched, it was a quality start, 6 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout, no earned runs. Mike, what the hell is up with this guy? Who is Bailey Falter?
Is he this year's Dick Mountain? That guy's that's going to come in and, like, you don't know what you're going to get. You're either going to get a dominant performance or one where you better hope the offense shows up.
Right.
Because I was not expecting that out of Bailey Falter. I thought, you know, like everyone else in town, that it was just chalk it up. It's going to be a loss. We're going to get destroyed. This guy's going to give up all these runs. And that performance came out of nowhere. I'll take it. But I think that's going to be the outlier for Bailey Falter. I'm not expecting that anytime soon, but I'll appreciate it when it happens.
Like absolutely.
I said, you did not expect this from him.
No, Bailey Falter pitched a great game.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
You know, and we just took the loss on Friday to the Orioles.
Yeah.
And I was really thinking, oh no. I mean, we got Bailey Falter tomorrow. The series is over. He comes in, pitches lights out, 6 innings again, gives up 1 hit, no runs, has a strikeout. Very, very surprised, Mike. Tonight on the Hill, we have Mitch Keller, the ace. We're starting back at the top of the rotation in this against Detroit in this series. That game doesn't start till 6:40 tonight, but that's all right, because if it was this afternoon, it would have messed up the whole eclipse. And, you know, you can't have Pittsburgh Pirates successfully playing successful baseball and the eclipse happening at the same time.
No, we cannot have that. That would actually be like the when I would start to worry that maybe this is the end times. Maybe everyone is right and I am wrong. I would be be very worried. We'd be out there. You know what? We should have pitched during the eclipse. We would get the, you know, perfect complete game out of our starting pitcher.
Well, we've already had snow in the first part of the season.
Yeah.
We've had ice, we've had hail, we've had snow, we've had rain.
Yeah.
Why not an eclipse, right?
You know, have the eclipse get on, the ball's hit up, everyone's looking up, they don't have their special glasses on. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. They could wear your glasses, the ones I made for you with the microscope lens. Pittsburgh Pirates right now, they have an 800 winning percentage. Mike, that is better than anybody in the league, with the exception of the Yankees, who are also 8-2. At this moment, we are 1 game ahead of the Brewers, who sit 6-2 in the division. Cubbies 6-3, the Reds 5-4, and the Cardinals 5-5. Mike, believe it or not, the NL Central is the only division that doesn't have a team under 500.
Who would have thought? I was not expecting that. I thought there'd be at least one or two bottom feeders. But hey, NL Central's looking like the AFC North, baby.
Yeah, it's looking really good at this time.
Yeah.
Derpy, did you catch any baseball over the weekend?
I did.
Did you? Was you watching? Yeah, go ahead.
I was watching the Pirates at B-Dubs, and I thought they blew it. And then that was the game with the walk-off.
And they had two in a row. They had two walk-offs in a row. Of course, two nights ago on Saturday, O'Neill Cruz hits the shot out to right field that scored Henry Davis. Last night was the muff play by the shortstop, who had a chance to close out the bottom of the extra inning that they were in. He throws the ball wide and allowed two guys to score and the Pirates to win at the very end of the game. And again, you know, you take it as it comes, because on the other hand, let's say if they would have beat us in overtime or in extra innings, I'm sorry, you know, you wouldn't be hearing them making excuses saying, well, you know what, they could have lost. No, the fact of the matter is they went in and they found a way to win. They found a way to beat this Orioles team. And we move on. The Orioles are 5-4 and the Pirates are 8-2. 10 games in. You do this 15 more times, you have a whole season, Mike. I don't expect it to go as well as this 10 games went. But you know what? According to these statistics, it doesn't it don't get any better than what it is now. We
No.
are the best team in the league.
And you know what? Just keep it up. I'm trying to think of something to put a bow on this segment, but you got it, man. Let's do this, what, 9 more times.
Right.
Just do it. It's easy. You did it once, you should be able to do it again.
Home opener Friday. You had Jim Leland that was out there throwing the first pitch out.
Yeah.
The stadium was filled. Kutch called for a blackout. Place was packed. It was snowing. But here they are, guys. It's their home. They're back in Pittsburgh. They're playing winning baseball. Joey Bart comes in. He in his first at bat, Mike, the guy we
Good
got from
note.
San Francisco to spell Henry Davis for the day. He comes and hits a home run in his very first at bat. This guy was supposed to
Like,
be.
I forgot all about Joey Bart because Derpy's text with Joey Bart. I'm like, who?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, the guy we traded for.
I always forget the bus. He was supposed to be Buster Posey's,
Yep.
the guy that was going to take over for Posey out there. He never really, you know what? He never really took off the way that San Francisco wanted them to. But maybe it just took a little bit of scenery change. Maybe, you know, he might have said, you know what? This isn't working. Let me get my mind straight. Let me get my game straight. And he comes here with a whole new head of steam. You know, maybe he might come up here and have a great
Yeah.
career. Who knows?
Or I think you and I were talking about this off air. He can be like the Patrick Pete to Andrew Davis's Jerry Porter Jr., that mentor of like,
Right.
hey, hey, I haven't been successful as people thought I was. We have the number two overall pick. You're what, the first overall pick? Here, let me help. Here's what, my thought process goes and stuff. Maybe, change yours up. Here's this, that, that nice little mentor to have for that young guy. And even if he doesn't produce great numbers, but if he can help Henry Davis get out of this hitting slump, that it'll be well worth it. And we saw it, Davis behind the plate already. The command of the staff, his defense is it's already top notch, especially the way he handles that pitching staff. He just gets his hitting, back up to where he's normally at. He's gonna be a great catcher. Then you got this guy backing him up. That's a nice 1-2. And we even have our third guy on the DL, so nice 1-2-3 down there.
Absolutely. It's looking good for these guys. They got to keep it up. They got to stay healthy. And there is a lot of baseball to be played, guys. How many, Derpy?
162.
162, baby.
162.
We are well on our way. Pirates, they are playing the Detroit Tigers in game one of two today at 6:40. Let me find a couple notes here that I have over the weekend about the Pirates. O'Neal Cruz, 6'7", is the tallest shortstop in major league history, in major league
Ooh.
baseball history. It's 6'7". Get this, the shortest shortstop in history, guys, is 3'7". Eddie Gaedel, let's see, he was playing in
What?
the, yeah, he was a gimmick player in 1951 for the St. Louis Browns. Let's see, all contracts now have to be approved. Okay, so basically what they did was they sent him out there kind of as a gag. They knew he was this little midget, 3'7", you know, and it concludes, it says all contracts now have to be approved by Commissioner of Baseball because of Eddie's appearance. So he officially played in a game, but it was officially a hoax.
I like it
You know,
though. I like
three
it.
foot seven, Mike.
3'7", man. He better have some like fast moving feet to be able to cover that range there.
Absolutely. The Pittsburgh Pirates are now 2-0 in their white jerseys, 4-1 in their black jerseys, and 2-1 in their gray jerseys. Mike, anything about this Pittsburgh Pirates team before we move on?
No, I think we covered it all right now in this nice little first 10 game recap. And like we said, just do it 9 more times, boys.
Yeah, that's it. And also,
Easy peasy.
Steven Strasburg, the longtime Washington Nationals pitcher. You know, he was one of these top prospects that everybody couldn't wait for. Mike, he over the weekend did announce his
I
retirement
saw
after
that. I saw
how
that.
many
I
years
saw
did he, how
that.
many years was he in there? Anybody know?
I don't know, but God, every time I see his name, I'm like, I still think of him as that kid coming up. I
You're right.
still think that he's in his like first 5 years in the league. And you're like, oh God, he's a grown ass man now.
You're right. But Steven Strasburg steps away, guys. What about, let's talk some hockey, Mike.
Oh yeah.
What in the world is going on with the
Oh
Pittsburgh
buddy.
Penguins? Last time we talked, I think we were down and out
We
and
were down and
falling.
out.
Now what? I think they slid out of a playoff spot after Detroit won last night.
Yeah.
But they were back in a playoff spot as of last night. They're very back. They're very well back in it. Like, this team is beating everybody now. They're beating all these teams that I wouldn't have expected them to beat. What's going on?
I don't know. Ned's playing on, playing well. He's standing on his head. The young guys that were forced into the lineup, because that's the only way young guys can play for Sully's, they're forced to play. And they're playing well. They brought that energy. Crosby has just been, we thought he was already playing at a high level. He raised his game to another level, which is insane. And then Malkin finally got some guys to play with that can actually play. And he's, his game has elevated. So you got your top two guys carrying this team. Carlson's coming along now. Carl, he's playing so much better. It's just they're clicking at the right time now. It's just a shame that it might all be for naught because my God, they more or less have to play perfect hockey from here on out. But and this is how we thought this team was going to play all year. And it's nice to finally see it. But just imagine if some of these younger guys had a chance earlier, that kind of energy that they could have brought into this lineup, we would be in a much better spot. But you know what? It's fun and exciting to see the way this team's playing. This is how we all envisioned this team would be.
I mean, you know,
It's nuts.
they're certainly doable now. It's certainly doable. They can
Yeah.
certainly get into the playoffs. Mike, what do you expect from this team? Let's say they land in the postseason. I mean, can they continue to do what it is that they've been doing over the past week? Or do you basically see the same team that you've seen all season?
I think if they can get in, I think it's
They
going to
can go
have
on a run.
that carryover effect where they're just going to go on a heater. Because right now we're just bounced out of a playoff spot. But the last time we were in, we would be playing the Rangers in round one. And I think we might be able to give them a run for the money, even though they're one of the better teams in the league, if not one of their best team in the East right now. I think we would give them a fighting, a tough, we'd be a tough opponent for them. And it wouldn't surprise me if we would be able to beat them the way this team's playing right now, the way Crosby is just, forcing this team into the playoffs and everyone else is now starting to feed off that energy. I think they could upset the Rangers in round one. And then that might be as far as we make it, get bounced in the second round, but I can see this team upsetting someone in the first round.
Yeah, I can too. And it's just because of how crazy and unforeseen how they're playing right now. I
Yeah.
mean, the thing that would make me think, I mean, that's where I would go. This team is probably going to upset somebody, give you some false hope. We'll all get excited, put our jerseys on, and then they'll
Yeah.
lose the following round.
Yeah.
But this kind of, Mike, I mean, they're beating Tampa Bay and New York and New Jersey and Washington. We were having a hard time beating Columbus 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's truly fascinating what's going on, Mike.
It is, and they just haven't stopped. They've won what, six out of their last seven. And they're just going on a roll. And they probably should have won seven out of their last seven without that collapse against Columbus. But now, like, man, the teams are going up against Toronto. They're one of the better teams. Detroit, they're just above us. Buffalo or Boston, they're up there. Then Nashville, I forget where they're at. Then the Rain or Islanders, we close it out against. So all these teams are in the playoffs. And they
Right.
have to win these next, what, five games. I think they have to win them all. And if they do, that's a nice win streak heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be something. You hope they do. Of course, you don't want your team to miss the playoffs. And even if you can visualize, excuse me, what's probably going to happen. I mean, who cares? You want your team to get in. You want
Yeah.
your season to be prolonged. You want to watch your team play more games. So, you know what? I hope they can do it. Whether they do, whether they don't, I don't know. It's so hard to tell with these guys, but you got to say that your top players right now are playing top-notch hockey. Malkin's fine in the back of the net. Crosby, he's on a tear. And a lot of people were saying they credit it to the whole Jake Guentzel move. And I always thought to myself, you know what? You lose Jake Guentzel, how does that make your team better? But you know what? At the end of the day, it sure seemed like they've been playing better ever since Guentzel left.
No, yeah, he would have thought Jake Guentzel was the one holding this team back.
You're
Yeah.
right.
But no,
Doesn't make much
it
sense.
doesn't make sense because you would think that you're losing that guy right there. That's 40 goals right there. But, Bunting's played really well with this team. The way he's filled in with Crosby has been great. But a lot of it's just the younger guys who are now being able to play. We got some of these guys out of the lineup that should not have been in the lineup, that they're only there because they're old and Sully likes his vets.
Right.
So it's just like a perfect storm. And I think I was listening to the game on the radio. I was listening to intermission, and one of the fan questions was how to deal with like Gensel coming back and how it was like the team used that. They might not say, but it was like, okay, he's here. He's in the other jersey. They had the video tribute. He's done. He's gone. Let's stop our brooding, our pouting that we traded him. And then that helped the team. They helped that, ever since then, they've been playing a different level of hockey. They got it out of their
Right.
system of, because before leading up to the trade deadline, you kept hearing the rumors, and this team was just all boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The trade happened, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And then that game, boom, they've been flying ever since. It's like they got all that bitchiness out of their system, and now they're down to business because they needed that slap in the face, that reality of we're not, things aren't going well. Things are going to change. Now things are going well, and no one's talking about, oh, in the off season we need to get rid of this guy, that guy. Now it's like, no, everyone is focused on that now.
Right. The Pittsburgh Penguins, Mike, they're currently sitting at 36, 30, and 11. They play tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs at Toronto. The Maple Leafs come in with a 44, 23, and 9 record. And then after tonight, Mike, they play Thursday night against the Red Wings at home. So, as you said, every game seems to be necessary at this
Yeah.
point. We'll continue to watch. We'll continue to see if they could do it, if they could, sneak their way back into it, Mike, because like most other people, I counted this team out. I
Me
really did.
too.
And I'm still not quite sure what to make of the whole thing that's going on, but you know what? It feels a lot better than what was
Yeah.
going on. It's just wild how this team could turn it on and turn it off like this. And that's got to be somewhat encouraging as well,
It
because if
is.
you're able to just turn it on like this, that's kind of a good thing. They just got to kind of manage how and when they do it a little bit better, I think.
And my God, this is what Crosby's doing down the stretch right now. Like, it's nice to see finally online people are talking. Like, maybe Sid should be in the MVP conversation
I don't see why
because it
not.
is for the most valuable player, it's not for the guy who has the most points or finishes second in most points as a consolation prize. No, it's for the most valuable player to your team. You take Crosby away from this Penguin team, we're in the one of the five worst teams in the league. And this
Yeah.
guy is just, it's weird to say, but it feels like he's been underappreciated his entire career. Because how many, he should have like two or three more MVPs than he already does.
Absolutely.
And people just, well, it's Crosby. We expect that from him. But what
I
he's
got there.
doing now at his age is just unbelievable.
You know what it seems to be, Mike? Now that they found the bobbleheads, they got the Jaromir Jarno bobbleheads. Now all of a sudden, his team plays great hockey. Come on.
And the bobbleheads, the trading Gensel, Malkin's parents are in town.
Yeah.
They can't leave
Ever.
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 We're forcing them to stay. You know what? They were under communist regime. They can handle a little American oppression of being, no, you're not allowed to leave. I'm imploring the governor in the PA, and the mayor of Pittsburgh, get the Malkins on lockdown.
Sidney Crosby is, let's see, just behind Phil Esposito, Mike, for all-time scoring career points. Phil Esposito's 10th all-time with 1590. Sidney Crosby is sitting at 11 with 1586. He'll be passing Phil Esposito. I mean, come on, when these guys are passing guys with names like Phil Esposito and guys that are the all-time greats, for him not to be mentioned in an MVP race is crazy. It's crazy to me. But they want to give it to the fresh young faces, you know what I mean?
And I'm not saying McDavid's having a bad year, some of the other guys aren't, but come on now, you take Crosby off this Penguin team, they're nowhere near where they are now.
And what about, I gotta tell you, Mike, what about the talking about the Penguins and the Pirates? What about both of these teams going into Washington over the weekend and just embarrassing, or the end of the week, and just embarrassing these Washington teams? The Penguins go down
I
there,
love it. I
beat the
love it.
Capitals. The Penguins go down, or the Pirates go down there and beat the Nationals. And I told Dur as I was telling Derpy, don't feel left out, Commanders. We're coming to get you later this year.
Yes. Like Washington teams, man, they just get their asses beat by Pittsburgh. I love it. It feels like every time the Penguins went on a cup run, we just always beat the shit out of the Capitals.
Right.
And absolutely. And I like whenever we beat the Capitals, how we take over the Capitol and all the Penguins fans go up on the stairs and it's this big party down there. I love it. I love beating them Washington teams. And you know what? Going down there and just embarrassing them, basically. Both of our teams come into your town and beat both of your teams. It was a good thing. I love those kind of days. I love those kind of series. I love that. It doesn't get much better, Mike.
It does not.
I'll talk a little Pittsburgh Steelers guys. I have some scoop on the jersey numbers of all the new players. It's going to play out like this. We talked a little bit last week about Justin Fields getting the number 2, Russell Wilson getting number 3, Kyle Allen getting number 4, Cameron Johnson getting number 5, Patrick Queen will be wearing number 6. Van Jefferson will be wearing number 11. Quez Watkins will be 16. Deshaun Elliott will be 25. Dante Jackson will be 26. Dean Lowry will be 94. And the ever controversial 84 will be going to Cordarrelle Patterson. Boy, is AB becoming a freaking pain in the ass.
Is he crying now that someone got his number? Yes, he very much is.
Now that numbers don't mean anything in Pittsburgh, how about I come back and wear number 86? He says on Twitter. You
Well,
retard.
people are still
No.
wearing Lynn Swann and John Stallworth's
For
number.
exactly.
They
This
won
guy,
4 Super Bowls.
the more he talks, the more I lose interest in what he has to say. You know what? This guy, he's blowing everything. You know what I mean? At first he threw away his career. Now he's just throwing away all his credibility with all the garbage and bullcrap that he's been talking. I Mike, I can't even barely stand to listen to this guy anymore.
No. He just needs to go back to the crack of the day.
Yeah.
That was like what you're nuts, you're crazy. Do that. You leave the Steeler numbers alone.
Yeah, so there you go. He's up in arms about that. Mike, also, did you know? I didn't know this, but the Christian McCaffrey's brother is in the draft.
Oh, he go. Derpy's all over that.
Derpy,
I was over that.
tell me a little bit about him, Derpy.
I just know he was a receiver and he did very well at the Senior Bowl.
Or is he out of Rice?
Yeah, he's out of Rice.
Yes. I mean, very well. What do you? I mean, okay. When I seen Christian McCaffrey play at Stanford, I knew he was going to be special. I mean, is this dude? I mean, is he going to be special or is he just nice?
He's just nice.
Really?
Yeah, he's
Yes.
nothing special.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to come in and like surprise you, like kind of like how Puka Nacua came out of nowhere. He's not going to be one of those guys. He's just going to be like your typical, what, sixth, seventh round receiver.
Oh, well, who cares about
Maybe
him then,
fifth
right?
round. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be anything special.
Agent Zero, Commanders quarterback Marcus Mariota is expected to become the first quarterback in NFL history to wear the number zero. Number
I saw
zero.
that. I'm looking forward to it. I hope he makes it into a game wearing number zero. I think that'll be awesome.
I don't get what the problem is with these numbers. Let the guys wear whatever
I
numbers.
know.
Everybody's
I
doing.
like how, some quarterbacks are like, oh, it's kind of hard on defense because I don't know who the linebacker is and who the corner is, blah, 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 the numbers. Like, that's why you have film. Aren't you scouting the film? Scout the numbers. Know
Right.
who's where. But I get it too. Like, it's like a quick you're looking through. Oh, 54. Okay, I know that's a backer. 23. I know that's the safety. When you all of a sudden got 23 as your outside linebacker. I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, you're a pro at the highest level. You should be able to know on this defense, this number is that guy.
Yeah, I don't I mean, come on. Number zero, they're giving people a hard time.
I love it.
Here we
I want to
are.
see a double zero out there.
In 2024,
Right?
the first person's wearing number zero in the NFL. Kind of ridiculous to me. Mike Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin will sign an extension at the end of July. Are you okay with this extension?
I'm okay with it. The team improved from last year to the end of this year. So, but I would wanted to see what the team did this year before we did the extension, but this is historically the time. They did it with Cowler. They did it with Tomlin. This amount of time left on their contract, if they're going to extend you, they do it now.
Right.
So keeping with their tradition, I'm okay with it. Does it mean, like, you know, if he has a bad year or two, they can still fire you? So it, you know, we know in pro sports contracts are meaningless. You know, we see guys get cut all the time, coaches get fired all the time. So
also, we did bring in another tight end, Mike.
Yeah, I saw that.
Atlanta. We're gonna have the whole entire Falcons team before you know.
Falcons Titans team, baby.
Man, I hope we're as good as the Atlanta Falcons one day. I came across it, Mike. Here's that the tweet by Antonio Brown.
All right.
He says, quote, after thinking it over and talking it over with the family, I'll come back and play for the Steelers for free this season if I can get number 86, since jersey number don't matter much, shouldn't be a big deal. This is legit your move, Steelers.
Like, AB, if you would have maybe won a Super Bowl in your time here, you would have an argument.
He's a joke.
But like, two guys, you know, Swan Stallworth, Hall of Famers, four-time Super Bowl champions, their numbers get handed out like cotton candy.
Right.
Okay. Very few players don't have their numbers handed out. Mel Blunt's number was still being handed out for a while. Okay.
I agree. I mean, with the exception of Terry Bradshaw, and you know, until they retired Franco Harris, you just never seen these numbers.
You don't see 52, 58, 59. You don't see those numbers.
Right.
Yeah. Because those are easy to, you know, not issue out. I understand, like, you know, Mel Blunt's number, you know, there's only so many linebackers, tight ends, and DBs. That number is going to eventually get handed out. But,
right.
You know.
I don't know. What a goofy. What are these guys? Come on. Jersey numbers?
I know, right?
It's not about, yay, come on.
People wore 84 before you, and people will wear it after you.
Exactly.
Like, come on, you were, if you would have kept your head on straight, you would have went down in Steeler history to where they maybe not have given out that number.
Right. Mike Tomlin, getting a chance, Mike, he's starting to fall a little bit. Of course, Cowher coached from 92 to 06, 14 years. Now Mike Tomlin is 06 to 24. That's 18 years. He does have more wins, 173 compared to 149 Coach Cowher. He has reached the playoffs 8 times opposed to Coach Cowher's 12. He has 7 division titles in that period of time. Coach Cowher had 8. Mike, I want to see Mike Tomlin with this team. This is his team, in my opinion. This is his quarterback. These are his big moves. I want to see this team do well. I want to see this team win. So Mike Tomlin, there's no dispute at the end of the day where people are all going to go, well, he managed to have 500 seasons, but he didn't really do anything else. Mike, do you think this year could be the turn? The next 1 through 3 seasons might be the turn for Mike Tomlin finally to get those teams that you know, that a lot of people think he deserved to have.
Yeah,
in that opportunity to finally, undisputedly, be one of the greatest coaches.
Yeah, I think so. Especially, I know we saw some holes at receiver and tackle and corner. You know, three pretty big positions, but overall, like, if this defense plays the way we all think it should, even if they play the way they did last year, this team has playoff team written all over. And I know people are already writing off Russell Wilson nationally. Even people locally are writing off Russell Wilson. But you look at his numbers, they're pretty good numbers. It's like top 15 type quarterback numbers. And that's all this offense needs. The quarterback to play top 15 style of football. You have 2 pretty good running backs. You have a good, damn good defense. That should be enough to get you into the playoffs and maybe win a game or two. You know, this is a good team. And, you know, there's still receivers out there we can sign, still guys we can draft, still guys we could trade for. So the roster isn't done yet. So that's why I'm not too worried. That's why I'm so optimistic that this team will win around like 11 games this year and make the playoffs.
I agree. Despite, you know, avoiding that meltdown that the team had in the middle of the season last year, dropping 3 straight games and having, you know, arguably a little bit more of a talented team than you had last year. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that they could do better than 10, 11 wins because they finished ultimately with 10 wins. So we will see, guys. But nonetheless, we do have to move forward. Mike, let's dribble on over to the hardwood. March Madness is just one game away from being over for the year. But that doesn't stop us from talking about this game that was played last night. The women, the showdown between South Carolina and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Mike, of course, Iowa, it was on through the whole weekend, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the earlier games, the Final Four per se games going into the
Wait,
championship
reminded me
game
where we're
because of
wearing
the way the
here.
weekend played out. So
How are we
the
wearing the
game
exact same
yesterday,
shirt?
it was the South Carolina Gamecocks versus the Iowa
Yeah.
Hawkeyes. Mike, this game, right off the bat, Iowa was up 10-0. I thought, oh yeah, this is going to be this has the league wanted Caitlin Clark to win all over it when they were
Yeah.
up 10-0, when they were up 13-4, when they were up these numbers. But then South Carolina, they showed who they really are. This team is
Yeah.
a very, very, very good athletic basketball team with
Yep.
high basketball IQ. They
Yep.
went out there and did what they were supposed to do, and they were able to beat this Hawkeye team. Mike,
Yeah.
your champions, South Carolina.
Congratulations to South Carolina. Like, they have one loss in the past 2 years, and that was to Iowa last year in the tournament. So you thought it was going to happen again, but it didn't. But like you said, that team, man, oh my, big physical team. And like you said, but they're also high basketball IQ. Dawn Staley might be one of the best coaches in all of basketball, man or woman's side. She had that team ready to go. So that was an impressive run by that team. A damn good team, damn good team. And Dawn Staley too. I love, like, after the game, what her press conference, talking up Caitlin Clark, where all week all these ex-former players and current WNBA players were giving her crap. It was nice to see another legend actually, recognize this current generation is doing a lot more for this sport. It was just nice to see.
I do want to mention real quick that Caitlin Clark. Let's talk about this, the UConn game. I just want to rewind just a little bit because we
Yeah.
did have miss
Yeah.
the conversation about this. The UConn Iowa game. Iowa won 71-69 on Friday night over UConn. This game's viewers, Mike, they had had more viewers than every World Series game last year, than every NBA Finals game last year.
Yeah.
Every Daytona 500 since 2013, every Masters final round viewership since 2013, in all but five CFB college football bowl games in 2023. Mike, I don't listen. I would love to see this transfer over into the WNBA. I would love to see this transfer over, but you know what? I don't think it's going to. I just don't. The people in the WNBA, they already, they already hate this girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, Mike. Did
Yeah.
they would they just rather their league suck and nobody watch? Is that kind of the mindset in the WNBA? I don't get.
It's if Caitlin Clark went to UConn, all of these women would be like, oh my God, she's the greatest of all time. She's
Right.
all great things. But because she went to Iowa and is bringing this team into relevancy, they just have a thing against her. You saw that. You're just seeing it everywhere. It's all the ex-UConn players that are
Yeah.
talking crap on her, and that those are the players in the league right now too. It's because if she went to, I swear, if she went to UConn, they would be singing her praises. But because she went to Iowa, they're not. And like, I don't get it. We saw this, like, when, here, take an example. When Kareem got passed up by LeBron, they asked how he felt about it. He's like, that would be like me winning $1 billion in the lottery, then he wins $2 billion. I'm happy he won.
Right.
Like, that's, you want the next generation to come along and make your sport even better. And that's what Caitlin Clark's doing. That's what Paige Buckner's doing. That's what Angel Reese is doing. They're making the game better, more eyes on the product. That's only be good for the sport going into the future. And that's what some of these old heads in the WNBA need to realize. Like, these girls, these women are more popular than you are.
Right.
That's okay. That's a good thing. That means, like, you help them become this popular,
The game
because
is
without
progressing.
you, they might not, these girls might not have played basketball, but then they did, and they made it even bigger and more popular, bringing all these eyes to the product. And this is what you want to say? That's why my respect for Dawn Staley shot through the roof when she stopped her press conference about her team and praised, Caitlin Clark for helping bring more people to watch this sport and bring more
After
people
Ice Cube
along.
offers Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark $5 million to play for his Big Three team, Lil Durk ups the bank to $10 million to come play with his three. I don't even know who Lil Durk is. I don't know who his three are, but you know what? He's offering her $10 million to do so.
You give me 10 million locked in guaranteed, I'm signing that contract.
So now that being said, I want to tell you the next part of this. The Portland Trailblazers, this is according to NBA 24/7. The Portland Trailblazers have reportedly made multiple conversations with Caitlin Clark and are seriously considering drafting her in this year's NBA draft. There is no rule in the NBA that prohibits a team from drafting a woman. This is according to NBA 24/7, Mike. Let me ask you this. If Caitlin Clark goes to the NBA, and so does Bronny James, which one has a better NBA career?
Caitlin
Wouldn't that be something?
I'm sorry, Bronny. Bronny's—he's that you're—he's cursed because he's LeBron's kid. Everyone thinks he should go be a pro. Not everyone who was a great athlete, their kids don't
No,
doesn't mean
right.
they're gonna be great. So he's cursed. I think Caitlin Clark would have a better NBA career.
As a freshman, Bronny James averaged 4.8 points, guys, per
Yeah.
game. 4.8 points a game. That's nothing.
No.
And he's
No.
entering the NBA,
Yeah. No.
and he wants to go to the
He's
NBA draft.
he's not gonna be any team that's gonna draft him is gonna hope LeBron's a free agent and then goes there to play with his kid.
Right.
Because my God, if I was able to go to the pros, my kid was able to go to the pros, yeah, I would want to play with him on my team. That's the only reason you draft Bronny is to try and lure LeBron to your team. It's the only reason you do
Derpy.
it. Yes.
All right, now you on the other hand, you're not a fan. I don't know if you ever came out and actually said it, but I could tell by the way that you deflect a lot of things that are said about Caitlin Clark. I texted him something about the game the other day, and how she had a great season, which she did. And Derpy
She
then
did.
he deflects it and goes on and talks about her not being the GOAT. He goes on to talk about Cheryl Miller. Derpy, what is it about Caitlin Clark that you that rubs you the wrong way? I think that there's something there. Is I can't imagine it's because they beat Ohio State. What is it really, Derpy, that rubs you wrong about Caitlin Clark?
It's the target audience. That's how I feel about it.
What do you
The
mean?
target audience.
We're the target audience. We're the
Yeah,
ones that are
sports
tuned in.
fans, women,
I don't get.
those are the target audiences
What
for
do you
her.
mean, Derpy? Let me see if I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Can't see me.
I don't get it. Like, she's the all-time leading scorer in college, men and women.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Like she could have went to UConn and rattled off four straight championships and not had any scoring records, and people be like, oh, she's the greatest of all time.
And you look at the team around her. Come on. These are a bunch of average-sized girls. Nobody's super athletic. Nobody's
Yeah.
big. I mean, their big man is, come on, she's medium-sized at best.
Yeah.
Nothing really jumps off the page at you about this team. I've been seeing a lot of the Caitlin Clark trolls the past couple of days, which is fine. I don't expect everybody to like everything.
Yeah.
I get it. Believe me, I don't like everything. But a lot of these Caitlin Clark trolls, they're just going on, and for whatever reason, they just refuse to give her respect. Well, she didn't win the championship. You know what? She scored more than any single
Yeah.
player that's ever played college basketball. I mean,
Yeah. Like she could have went to.
By only shooting threes.
She's
if you can
take
shoot
a look at her
fours,
assist numbers, Derpy. She can distribute the ball too.
if you could shoot fours, I'm sure she would have shot only fours and got
That's like
more
saying
points.
Steph Curry only won what three rings because by shooting threes.
And I like the way that they cover her now, or in these past couple games, leading up into the championship and then the Final Four game. Like on Friday night, she couldn't move an inch. She still scored 30
Yeah.
points. She scored 18 points in the first quarter last night. The chick, again, Turpie, is that really a reason? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know. I say you have to give her her, you got to give her respect. just as anybody else,
10 minutes.
just as Angel Reese, just as
Keep them
Paige,
up.
just from UConn, just any of these girls, they're all very, very talented. This was super entertaining. I'm glad that we got to watch this play out this year the way that it did. Tonight, guys, is going to be the last NCAA game of the year in March Madness. This one comes down to who I had picked from the very beginning, the Purdue Boilermakers. They are going to be going up against, who are they going up against, Derpy? That's
UConn.
right, UConn,
You
baby.
calling?
This game's at 9:20 tonight. The 36-3 one seed UConn is going up against the 34-4 one seed Purdue. This game's 9:20 tonight. This is your national championship, guys. UConn looking to go back to back. Purdue and their big man looking to take that and become the 2024 champions. Mike, what do you think about Purdue UConn tonight?
It's gonna be a tough game. I hate to say it, but I think Purdue's going to pull it out. The way that the big man's
Duh.
been playing, I think it's just going to be just enough to beat UConn. But I'm rooting for UConn. You know,
Derpy, what
that
do you?
scrappy underdog school, UConn.
Yeah, I mean they just won the national championship
I
last
know,
year.
that was tongue in cheek.
Derpy, what do you think about this game tonight? Now you finally have your two final opponents going at it. It's on. It's done tonight. It's over. Derpy, what do you think?
I mean, as an Ohio State fan, I don't want Purdue to win because they're very biased with Purdue when it comes to the Big Ten, but it also makes the Big Ten look good. So I probably will go with Purdue tonight.
So winning all those football games, you know, that makes Purdue pretty much irrelevant, doesn't mean anything to
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know, can't let these guys get something.
You can't know. That's Ohio State for you, man. They're evil, man.
And these Big Ten teams, boy, they got something going. They got these egos like I've never seen, but they're
Well,
not.
I'll save my pit basketball one for the end of the show.
No, go ahead.
No, like it's just funny. Like a lot of people on Twitter, like last two teams to beat NC State, Pitt and Purdue, and everyone's like, okay, raise the banner in the Pete. Then that's the banner. Well, the last two teams to beat NC State, Pitt.
It's impressive because they went and they've upset a lot of very, very,
Oh
very good
yeah. But
teams,
it's just like,
and
come
it
on,
speaks
man.
volumes about what the ACC has in
Oh yeah,
basketball.
but it was just it's just funny. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I like Pitt basketball, even though I'm a Penn State football fan. But like, come on, man,
Come on, it's funny.
we're better than that. I'm a huge Pitt fan. We are better than that, guys. Come on.
We also, guys, had we had four football games go on. The UFL games took place this weekend. The San Antonio Brahmas guys start their season 2-0, the big 20-19 win over the Memphis Showboats on Saturday. Also Saturday, the St. Louis Battlehawks at home, they beat the Arlington Renegades 27-24. Yesterday, the Birmingham Stallions, defending champions of the XFL. No, they were you. What were they? Were they the USFL? Right, the Birmingham Stallions. They beat the
Xavier
Michigan
House.
Panthers 20-13. And Mike, your Defenders are from DC. They beat the Houston Roughnecks 23
Beer Snake is back, baby.
to 18.
The
Mike,
Beer
why don't
Snake
you go ahead
is
and tell
back.
everybody about the website?
The2dumbyinjas.com. Yeah, buddy, I'll get you some water. You can get water at the2dumbyinjas. I don't know how, but you can get water over there. We'll figure out a way. But no, the2dumbyinjas.com over there. We got the blog. We got the merch store. We got all Ryan and I social media links all over there at the2dumbyinjas.com. There's no blog today because I've been obsessed with the lunar or solar eclipse, and I just haven't come up with an idea. But a
That's true.
new blog post will be up this week.
And I'm ready for it. Mike, he has his special glasses that I
Got
made
my
especially
magnifying
for him.
lenses. I'm
He's
ready
going
to
to be able to see
go.
that sun better than everybody else. I'm going to make sure of it. Yes, go check out the website, everybody. www.thetwodumbyinzers.com. A lot of great stuff over there. Go check it out, everybody. All right, guys, the question of the day was submitted last week
Oh
from
God.
a viewer. He
Ooh.
says to me, he says, why don't you ask this question because of how the Pirates are going, how the beginning of their season is going? And I said, you know what, that's a really good question. So here we go, guys. This is submitted from a viewer. The question of the day: what team won the most games ever in a single MLB season. I'm
Oh.
looking for what team won the most games ever in a single MLB season. And I'll even give you a hint. Well, you know what? You think it over and let me know if you want a hint. Good thing I got over, guys. We are live. We're live, everybody, all week long, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. The show that we do brand new live every day. We upload over on Spotify and podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. every day. So if you don't have a chance to watch this, or you just rather listen to the show, maybe it's gym, maybe you're in the car, put your earbuds in. You can check us out over at Spotify. Go check us out. All right, guys. The question of the day is this. The Pirates are, they're winning a lot of baseball games. And this would be the appropriate time to have this kind of question because chances are they're not going to win the most games ever in the history of the league or anything close to that. So let's go this route. This is submitted from a viewer. Guys, the question of the day is this. What team won the most games ever in a single Major League Baseball season? Derpy, do you want a hint?
Hint.
The
Want a
hint
hint.
is it was two the hint was it was in your life. It was 2001.
Okay.
2001, this was accomplished. Which team won the most games ever in a single MLB season? Derpy, I'm going to start with you. Who do you think it was?
I'm gonna go the Giants.
The Giants. Good pick. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. Mike, I'm going to come over to you. Question of the day. What team won the most games ever in a single MLB season? It happened in 2001.
Seattle Mariners.
The Mariners. Is this your final answer?
Final answer. That's what
All
it is.
right. A couple of West Coast teams. Before I give you the answer, I'll give you the amount of games. It was 116 wins. 116 wins. Mike, you chose the Mariners. Derpy chose the Giants. Guys, the team that won the most games in a single MLB season ever was the Seattle Mariners.
I remember that
2001,
year.
116 wins.
It's a magical year for them. Then Buckus.
Yep. That's what they always had, those great seasons.
They did too, man.
But get to the playoffs. I mean,
They
geez.
just couldn't get it done, man.
Yeah, they had Randy Johnson, they had A-Rod, they had a cheer Ichiro.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had many Ken Griffey Jr. back in
Yeah.
the day,
Yep.
but that team just could never get it done.
This can, yeah, they were cursed, man. That's what it felt like. But I thought that team was just going to steamroll right into the World Series.
I know a lot of people did. There was nothing that could beat that team back then,
No,
and
uh-uh. And it's not like they were like hunting wins, chasing wins. They just went out there and played every day. And
right.
it, yeah.
We do want to say thank you to
Of
everybody for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you. Couldn't do it without you. Let me flip over to my main page here real quick.
the main things.
Let's see what's going on. Mike, anything before we get ready to take off?
My God, if anyone caught WrestleMania last night, like, oh, first of all, what a spectacle. I'm not a
It
big
was.
wrestling guy like I was when I was younger, but he's got to tune in for WrestleMania. Seth Rollins coming down with the Mummers Band was insane and nuts. I didn't stay up to watch that finale, so in my eyes, Roman Reigns is still the champion. But no, it was just like, if you love wrestling, my God, WrestleMania was pure entertainment. Even if you don't like wrestling, how can you not watch WrestleMania and just not get sucked into the pageantry and just how over the top everything was? It's just a great night of like just sports entertainment.
All right, there you go. I'm like WrestleMania Derpy. How about you, man? Anything before we get ready to take off?
You took my thunder.
I know. That's why I did that.
Derpy, I can't believe you don't have any glasses. What are you gonna do? Not go out in the eclipse or what?
I probably won't, unfortunately.
Yeah, just don't raw dog it. Don't look at the sun with your bare eyes.
Right. Let's go Pens.
Yes, guys, we have the Penguins back in action tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Pirates starting a two-game series against Detroit. The national championship, guys. Floor, I'm sorry, Purdue, UConn. A lot of sports going on tonight, guys. So after After the eclipse, say you don't get messed up and you don't look up at the sun and get your retinas burned out. You do have a lot of sports tonight to watch. Come on, let's keep things going with these two Pittsburgh teams right now, the Pirates, Bucks, and Pucks. So far, ever since Bucks and Pucks started, Mike, both of these teams have been playing very well, especially on the days that they play together. Pirates, Penguins, let's keep this thing going. Anything else, guys? Speak now or forever hold your
I got
peace.
nothing. I got nothing. I'm just ready to go check out this eclipse.
Derpy, almost eclipse time,
Yeah.
baby.
I got nothing, but I'm
All
ready
right.
for the eclipse.
Derpy's ready for it, whether
Hello.
he's ready or not. All right, guys. Well, hey, again, we do want to thank you for checking us out, coming and hanging
Yes.
out with us, as always. For Mike from the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, for Derpy, myself, everybody, again, stay very safe. Get your glasses. If you don't have them, don't look directly into the sun. That's all I could tell you. For the two dumb users, everybody have a great eclipse day. Got some great sports on tonight. We'll be back tomorrow to talk all about it. See you then.
Oh, no.